live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And yes, Mike Sempervivi is back today. We'll be joining up with him after the first break. A lot of stuff to talk about. It's Tuesday. Tough Enough is tonight. And John Cena is going to be making his return from a broken nose on that show tonight. Why tonight and not last night on Raw? Well, a couple of reasons, actually. Maybe it was because Raw was in Everett. And WWE was so embarrassed by that that they refused to acknowledge it was Everett. They called it Seattle all night long. But it was Everett, and I was there. And so we can talk about last night's show from a live perspective. It was a lot of fun. So we'll be getting into Raw on the program here tonight. John Cena is also back tonight on Tough Enough because that show is not doing well. It is dying in the ratings. And as a result, John Cena is making his big return tonight to try to boost that number. Tough Enough is doing about half of the USA Network average, which is not good. And so they are hoping that his big return on Tough Enough tonight will turn that around. Tough Enough tonight, the Tough Enough competitors are being tasked with putting a match together in front of the NXT performers. So that is going to be the hook for the show this evening. I can only imagine. I think this was actually... Tough Enough always has live and pre-taped segments. I think the stuff with the NXT guys may have been taped last week. I'm not sure. But John Cena is going to be doing some live stuff here on the show tonight. And so we'll talk about that on the program today, plus all of the other news coming out of Raw. We've got SummerSlam coming up. I thought Raw was actually a very, very good show. Still one more Raw before SummerSlam. So we can talk about that on the program today and so much more. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I felt like Jerry Lawler as we were about to go on the air, because I was all getting ready to say, Mike, I feel like I haven't spoken to you in a full week. And I realized that we actually were back on Sunday. So, how's it going, Mike?
Not too bad. I thank you very much for my day off. You are a benevolent and fine man. And see, look at the theme music right there. Ironically enough, I'm watching a Georgia Championship Wrestling from 1979 right now.
How about that? Now, were you like at the DMV or something yesterday during the show? What were you doing during showtime?
I had actually, DMV did not take as long as I thought, and I was actually pulling into my driveway when you guys were in the first segment. So I came in the house and I wrestled with Avery for a little bit, and then flipped the show on and quietly listened as people called in and were so shocked by my absence that they actually asked for me. And you called Tom Lawler out of his name by bringing him back in one segment as me.
I did. Hey, the brain short circuits sometimes when it gets in these habits. I ask because Tom did the show yesterday. I asked him in advance, and during, I think it was like the first or second break, all of a sudden he was like, what's Sempervivi doing? He's tweeting during the show. So I think that he thought you were like on some deserted island or something like that. But
I wish, you know, I need to start a Kickstarter or some sort of GoFundMe so I can get to Moriitis. That's where somebody needs to send me on a vacation there. Because that's where I would be without any sort of technology or anything like that. But no, being stuck in Delaware, I always have all of my stuff on me, especially going to DMV, which I thought was going to take a lot longer. And I just figured that I would be stuck there the whole time. So I had the iPad with me. But yeah, I came in the house, wrestled around with Avery for a little bit, flipped the show on to see how things were going. And they seemed to be going quite well.
Well, on the topic of a Kickstarter, we were going to have Jerry Lynn on the show today, who just recently, I think $16,000 was raised to help him. He's getting neck surgery and back surgery, and he's 5 days removed from his neck surgery, and he's not talking. I mean, he's talking, but it's still a struggle because he just got neck surgery. So he's not going to be on the program today, but we are going to get him on here in the next week or so and get an update on how he's doing. It is amazing because when you think about all of the wrestlers that have done Kickstarters, I mean, some of them have been fairly successful and some of them have been absolute failures. And Jerry Lynn's was very, I mean, Jerry Lynn, in like a matter of days, they shattered what they were attempting to raise, and they hit like $16,000-$17,000, which, I mean, Jerry Lynn had runs in major companies, but it wasn't like Jerry Lynn was a Daniel Bryan that ended up a WWE World Heavyweight Champion at WrestleMania. But the fact that all of that money was raised should give everybody an idea of how respected and well-liked this guy was in this business.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, and that's, you know, and you never heard Jerry Lynn, you know, nobody said Jerry Lynn did it the wrong way or anything like that. There wasn't a whole lot of controversy with his career or where he worked for or anything like that. It was just very simple. everybody liked this guy, and he was highly respected, and his work was highly respected. And I think most people probably know him for the RVD stuff, if he's got the name known out there. But, you know, a lot of people... ROH was a different era back in the day. It's amazing to realize how many people who've gotten into ROH now were not fans, actually, at the beginnings of ROH, but his presence there, and just an important guy, and really cool that he's been able to get the help he needs. And what really drives those Kickstarters, too, it's one thing to have a fan kicking $100. It's one thing to have a fan kicking a little bit of money, and all of that money is very, very important when you're doing a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter like that. You know, your dollars count just as much as anyone else's, but when wrestlers who have been in the business, who have saved their money, who are very lucky or have been luckier than others, for them to kick out the money, I think that's the most important thing. And there's never going to be a union in pro wrestling. You know, the UFC union, we'd need a lot of serious shows to talk about to really do it justice. But when it comes to pro wrestling, look, at the end of the day, it's really probably never going to happen. The writers will have a better chance of joining some sort of union than the performers probably will, because of how the whole deal is set up and the benefits that you make being a quote-unquote independent contractor in WWE. It's just more beneficial to you. But because you're never going to have a union, when guys are able, who have saved and who believe in good causes, when they're able to kick out a little bit, and I'm sure that's what happened in this case with Jerry Lynn, that's really, really cool and really, really important for those things to really work.
So I went to Raw last night, and so did Craig, as I'm sure some of you noticed, if you're watching on national TV when he photobombed Stephen Amell.
He's my superhero.
That's right. Craig is going to be on the show tonight, and we'll talk to him all about that. He did, in fact, incur the wrath of one Kevin Dunn in the sense that his photobomb was upsetting to Mr. Dunn, and thus when they showed all of the replays, they completely got rid of that angle.
Because there was a large man on his TV, or what?
Yeah. It was just... If you go to my Twitter...
Because he waved at the camera like a large child when he realized he was on the Titantron?
If you go to my Twitter, you can not only see the screen caps of Craig. This is at Brian Alvarez, by the way. But I have also... I had him pose after the show to recreate the photo bomb. And that is up on my Twitter as well. You've never seen a jollier man. And apparently, I don't know.
He's quite satisfied.
He is very satisfied. I got a lot I can say about this story, but I'll talk more about it here tonight. But yeah, we were right there. We were right behind Stephen Amell. And, you know,
Small man?
No, this dude. Let me tell you something about the Stephen Amell guy. Mm-hmm. There's a video online of him working out. And he's doing it's kind of like a... It's not CrossFit. It's probably closer to parkour. He's just like, he goes, it's about a, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, 12 minute video. And this dude is in shape. I mean, if they took this guy and they had him do like these goofy, tough enough obstacle courses that brutalize all the competitors, I mean, he'd win. With no question in my mind, this guy would win. He's in shape. He looks great. I was a little bit scared because he's been a wrestling fan forever, and this was his opportunity to get in there and attack Stardust and set up a match for SummerSlam. And the WWE ring, I mean, it's got like, it's not soft by any means, but there is like there's a padding over it. And so it's, you know, it's not like you're running on pavement, for example, when you sprint across the ring. So when they did the deal last night, he jumps the barricade. And, like, it appears that he is trying to break the speed record set by Brock Lesnar when he vaults into the ring. He vaults into the ring, and as soon as he lands, I thought, oh, my God. Because his ankle didn't buckle, but he landed in such a way that if he hadn't been in shape, he could have, like, destroyed his ankle on this landing right here. And then he sprints across the ring, and he takes down Stardust, and the place just goes absolutely crazy. And I thought, man... You know, as far as, like, celebrity involvement in wrestling, this one was really good. And they found a guy. I mean, think of all of the goofy celebrities that they've had on television that, you know, they attack a wrestler or they get in a pull apart or whatever. Here was a guy where if WWE can get some footage of this guy training, I mean, they can really make it seem like, not necessarily it's a fair fight because, like, Stardust is a pro wrestler, he's a trained pro wrestler, but at least that he's facing a guy who's an athlete and might really give him a run for his money in this tag team match. I was very impressed with Stephen Amell, I gotta say that.
Well, he could be 31 flavors on his show. If you can hook up a deal with DC Comics and make something like that happen with the CW and have some sort of crossover or something like that that could work, sure, why not? You know, I got time for that in a three-hour show. So, yeah, good for him. And it shows the difference, like him and Hugh Jackman. When they're actually wrestling fans, their enthusiasm is completely, you can tell.
All right, we'll be back in a moment, everybody. We're going to take some calls today as well. If you got any thoughts on Raw or anything, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Going to be taking your phone calls here in a while. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. As well as west of the Rockies, 425-488-0525. East of the Rockies, 425-482-1686. Parts unknown anywhere in the world, 425-398-7353. And if you're a first-time caller, 425-398-7289. Whatever's on your mind, give us a call here today. Didn't take long. Already got a Twitter comment here from somebody who apparently listened to the show last night who said that, this is Jeff, Orton may be a solid performer, but I prefer Cesaro or Owens in the WWE title picture in 2015. First off, Randy Orton is not a solid performer. Randy Orton is an extraordinary performer when you go and you watch him perform live. Now, I would love to see Cesaro in the title picture. Kevin Owens did a great job in the title picture. I'm not saying that I would prefer to see Randy Orton in the title picture. I was merely pointing out that Randy Orton, in terms of his ability to portray a main event pro wrestler, this guy is unbelievable.
Let's give them some credit, too, in the fact that he has the win in his back pocket over Rollins, no matter what he has been involved in. It's since WrestleMania. He's got the win over the Money in the Bank winner, Sheamus. So, you know, as far as the storyline purpose to wedge him in there, it does make sense. I will never quite understand. I understand this, the whole thing about him being slower and more methodical, but it will amaze me where the smartest of wrestling fans and the ones who claim to be, you know, the most historical and things like that, when they are so angry over Randy Orton, or I take that back, not angry, they are dismissive of why. It just blows my mind when almost universally every wrestler, you know, longtime observers, plenty of people, far more than majority, all of them to a person praise Randy Orton and his working ability and his being a pro wrestler. And why so many fans dismiss that really surprises me. It really, really does, especially when you're comparing them on a scale with Cesaro and Owens, and it's nothing against Cesaro or Owens. There's a reason that Orton's in the position that he is in and that he has maintained, you know, his position for so long. He is so much better than people give him credit for sometimes.
All righty, let's go to the phones. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Sean in New Jersey.
What's up, Sean?
I'm just wondering, I wonder if you've heard any news if Steve Amell is just going to be known as Steve when he's wrestling. Are they going to cut the name?
What do you mean, are they going to cut his... Oh, so he's not allowed... Are you saying, is he allowed to have a last name?
Yeah.
Well, there's no other... Are there any other Amells?
Well, there's I think that he will be referred to as Steve Amell because Triple H actually referred to King Barrett as Wade Barrett, which is not supposed to be allowed. So either that or they'll just call him the Green Arrow.
So Adrian's still not good, but Wade's fine. It's so confusing.
Well, Wade is not fine, but when you're Triple H, you're allowed to break the rules or make mistakes.
Well, and Neville is your superhero, so he probably only needs to have one name. Notice the show is not called Green Arrow. It's just called Arrow. So then you have just Neville.
All right, well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call.
Or something.
Yeah, something like that. I believe that I understand what he was trying to say. I believe that he will be referred to as Green Arrow Stephen Amell. I think that's what they'll call him. But who knows? They're doing a tag match, and we'll see how it goes. Ryan, you are on the air. What's going on?
My question is about the John Cena broken nose. Do you think his cardio would be greatly impacted by the broken nose? Because usually that's how you breathe, and if you have a broken nose, I think it'd be difficult to do that 60-minute draw that you were talking about. Maybe Randy Orton will fill that spot because he might be able to go 60 minutes.
Well, Ryan,
that John Cena does not have gills? He is like a superhero that comes back from injuries incredibly fast. How do you know that John Cena is not advanced enough where he has got some sort of new breathing capabilities? If anybody would be, you know, into conspiracies such as John Cena not being real and not being human, Brian talks about his robotic nature all of the time when he attempts to speak. So how do you know that he is not some sort of alien that has discovered a new way to breathe?
Mike, forget all that. Ryan is well aware that although most people breathe out of their nose, some people do in fact breathe out of their mouths. But yes, it is true, Ryan. It is true that this could impact his cardio, but he did break his nose midway through that match with Seth Rollins, and he made it the whole way. So I think that he'll be fine.
But he only wrestled for a couple of minutes after that. It's not like he went 60 minutes.
Well, that's true, but it's also been, I want to thank you very much for the call, it's been 2 weeks since they said his nose, and so I would presume that now that it's been set, he probably can breathe. The issue is not whether he can breathe out of his nose right now. The issue is whether his nose is going to be rebroken if he gets in the ring too early. They are teasing. They are teasing on Raw that he may not be back. He may not be back in time for SummerSlam. I don't know if that's the case or not. The way that they did the setup. And by the way, if you guys recorded Raw and you haven't watched it, you have got to watch the Cesaro, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton three-way. That match was unbelievable live. And that set up Randy Orton getting a shot at Seth in the main event. Randy Orton had the match won, but interference occurred, blah, 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 blah. Point of this is, Randy Orton is in the wings as a challenger if John Cena can't make it back. And the fact that they did all of that last night and they didn't give you a finish and they left Randy Orton strong, I mean, he had the win with an RKO off the top rope, that indicates that it probably is true that John Cena is touch and go for SummerSlam. So we shall see, as they say.
Well, he'll be on Tough Enough tonight as well, too, so we'll be able, maybe we'll have some sort of hint, or at least if there's going to be a continuation in the storyline or anything like that. Boss, I got to ask you, just because it's a perfect way to follow up a Ryan phone call. I know we've been using some new bumper music and things like that, but I see on your Twitter that the Great Power Udi from
Nigeria.
Oh, my
God, I'm using it tonight.
Okay, so I haven't heard this yet, but it looks as though he's got a saxophone here.
Yes.
And
you haven't watched this yet?
I have not.
Okay, forget all of this then. When this show is over, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go and watch the video from the Great Power Udi that I put on my Twitter. He is there to speak on the Lord. But before he does so, he honors the Lord by playing his saxophone. And then he testifies. This may be the greatest video I've ever seen. So I want you to go up there. If everyone listening right now, go to my Twitter at Brian Alvarez when the show is over and check out the video that was posted, which I retweeted from the Great Power Udi. It is money.
There is nothing that man can't do.
No, there really is not. There really is not. To the phones, parts unknown. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Tony in Omaha.
Yes, Tony.
Hello. So just to pick up on the conversation about Randy Orton, the reason why we don't respect him or, you know, have as much, respect as good is, like, he's kind of played out. He's been, like, the same character or version of for like the last 5 or 6 years. So even though he was like awesome, he hasn't really like altered himself in a way to keep him so fresh necessarily and keep us interested.
I think people are confused. I'm not advocating that Randy Orton should be your top guy. All I was pointing out was as a worker, Randy Orton is maybe the best guy in the entire company. There are other guys that are more spectacular. There are other guys that are more flashy, but as a pure professional wrestler, Randy Orton is unbelievable. And I will add as well that although I'm getting, you know, you called and I'm getting people tweeting about this, in the building, this guy was the most popular guy in the show outside of Daniel Bryan, who was coming home to Seattle. People loved this guy, and they went crazy when he won.
That's the thing. I think that the average wrestling fan, you know, outside of John Cena, Randy Orton is their most second favorite guy, you know, not counting Undertaker or Lesnar or any of those guys who are in and out.
Their most second favorite guy?
that's good English right there. But the thing is, it's not that he's been on, and I understand the staleness with him and with Cena. I get that. But even 5 years ago, there were people that just, he's too slow, he's this, he's that, and they can't understand why people hold him in such high regard. So I think it's just more of a matter of actually the respect of his work. And then, you know, those people who have not liked Randy Orton, the ones who don't like him now, probably didn't like him 5 years ago either. That's what has been the surprise with me, those people who don't get it.
All right. First time caller. You're on the line. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
I'm from Edmonton.
Edmonton. What's going on?
I'm just wondering, do you think this SummerSlam card is just basically a one pony? I mean, other than the Undertaker match, it seems like it's just a glorified Raw. I mean, all the matches we've seen before.
I agree it's largely a one-match show. However, if John Cena is back and they actually do a champion versus champion match with one guy allegedly leaving with both titles, that's a pretty good double main event deal right there. I mean, we've seen the match a million times, but it is something that you would not see on Raw. We have not seen anything like this on any pay-per-views of late. So that's a pretty big match. It is a much bigger SummerSlam than usual, but that is mostly because of Brock and The Undertaker.
Why do you think they decided not to do Sting?
I want to thank you very much for the call. The reason they didn't do Sting is because you don't need Sting because you've got Brock and The Undertaker. And you can very easily do whatever you're going to do with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose and these guys and set up a Sting match for the September show, which will be a big hook for that show. So that's the reason I'm pretty sure they're not using Sting. Back in just a moment with more phone calls, news, etc. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it. I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead. Call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Plaster is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Plasters feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Plaster.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We have a number of other numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com as well. 9 total lines. There is no way you cannot make it on this show unless we run out of time, so give us a call. Hulk Hogan's birthday is today, Mike. Are you aware of that?
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan is, I believe, 62 years old today.
Brother.
And Yeah, he was originally scheduled, because his birthday is today, to be on the Stone Cold podcast last night on WWE's WWE Network, but he got changed to Paige because of everything that went down. Hogan was tweeting this morning.
They turned the page.
Hogan was tweeting this morning, and he noted that he is aiming for WrestleMania 32, and he quickly explained that he was aiming for 32, mm-hmm. but that he remains training like there is still something big ahead in his future. Only love for his maniacs, he said. Still hanging around on Twitter.
Did he sign it with an H?
Two H's.
One love, brother.
That's right. One love, brother.
You know whose birthday it also is today?
No.
Friend of the site, Tom Green, who will be going to Wrestling Geek Fest out there in Cleveland, Ohio, which is coming up this weekend. I guess go to WrestlingGeekFest.com. Don't know if Ed is going to make that pilgrimage, considering that Leva Bates is going to be there. Apparently, there's going to be lots of women there, as well as some wrestling matches taking place as well, too. So there you go. But the first person that seeks out and finds Tom will get some sort of prize. Cannot tell you what that prize is or whether it's legal in all 50 states or not, but apparently he's going to be giving you something if you come up and lay hands upon him.
You have to lay hands upon him?
Well, I guess you probably shouldn't do that in this day and age. You should just run up and go, "Are you Tom Green?"
AJ on the Twitter machine here says, "What are the chances that Dean Ambrose turns on Roman Reigns at SummerSlam?" Huh.
You could see that with how WWE has done things and maybe where they think of Dean Ambrose, and they could have this convoluted, poor way of trying to think that this is a good idea to get Roman Reigns over, but it's probably not. And all it does is damage Dean Ambrose. But then again, if he is not going to be a priority, if you were only linking him back up with Roman Reigns so he could team up with Sting and face the entire uninjured Wyatt family, then maybe you have nothing for him afterwards, and why not? I just think it's the wrong thing to do.
Well,
and doesn't help anybody.
No, if you're going to turn Dean Ambrose, you got to do a feud with Roman Reigns, obviously. And so if you're going to do the Sting match in September, it's got to be the six man with the reunited Wyatt clan against Reigns, Ambrose, and Sting. And you can't turn Dean in that match because Sting has to win. He's had one WWE match and he lost. And to me, he's got to win the six man.
And get the pin, yes. He needs
sure.
to actually get the visible, you know, victory.
And then maybe if you wanted to do something at the October show and then Dean Ambrose turns on Roman Reigns, I mean, you could do it there. But I think a turn is coming. I think there was a discussion a while back, a couple of months ago, about the possibility of turning Roman Reigns heel. And I had a whole scenario that involved Roman Reigns turning on his best friend when Dean Ambrose got his WWE title shot against Seth Rollins. I thought, you know, Roman Reigns screws his buddy and he turns heel and there you go, joins the Authority or whatever. And they didn't do that, but they could have. And the way that they have been doing this buddy-buddy deal with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, I'm not saying it's going to happen like at SummerSlam or anytime soon, but it seems inevitable that the day is coming that one of them is going to screw the other.
And I don't know what your plan for WrestleMania is going to be this year, but if Roman Reigns is still going to be that guy, either he's got to do it as the strongest face or the strongest heel, and you're going to have trouble with the strongest face. He'll get a lot of heat on him because people love Dean Ambrose. WWE may not, but people love Dean Ambrose and react to him coming out. And Reigns turning on him, I think, would be more impactful than Ambrose turning on Roman Reigns and Reigns still being the quote-unquote good guy.
Let's go to the east of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Joshua from Virginia.
Yes, Josh.
I just wanted to point out, like, what is going on with the Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev storyline? Because Rusev went unbeaten for so long,
until he lost to John Cena. And in the past month, he's been pinned by Cesaro, Randy Orton, and Roman Reigns. Are they just, like, trying to get everybody to beat him before Dolph Ziggler beats him?
Well, I mean, if it were me, Dolph Ziggler would not be beating Rusev. But I don't know what their plan is. I mean, it seems like they're building up to a mixed tag. I mean, they're obviously doing a program with Summer Rae and Lana. I don't know if they're going to do the... I mean, I don't know what's going on, to be honest with you. I mean, we don't know if Ziggler's going to be back in time for SummerSlam. If Ziggler's not back, if he's not back next week, then this match is not taking place at SummerSlam. So then they would do Night of Champions or whatever the September show is, and you could either do the Rusev-Ziggler singles match there and maybe have the women run in and you set up a mixed tag at the next show. I mean, there's different ways you can go. I mean, obviously, Rusev has been moved down the card a little bit, but he's still one of their guys. I wouldn't read too much into him doing jobs of late. I mean, that's just the way it goes with everybody. At a certain point, you're just doing a bunch of jobs unless you're John Cena or Randy Orton.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think last night Lana said that Dolph will be back after SummerSlam, so we'll see.
Yeah, she did say that on commentary. I want to thank you very much for the call, but I don't know if that's because he's actually going to be back after SummerSlam or if that's to set up a surprise return on next week's show. Sometimes they do that. Like Ryback, for example, when he tweeted out the picture of his leg that was all blown up from the staph infection, that was tweeted out. It appears that was tweeted out a while after he had taken the photo, meaning by the time he posted the photo, his leg was largely healed.
He's working you, bro.
It was not so much working, but that made his return more of a surprise. And same thing with, I mean, they've done this before with different people. They say they're going to be out longer. I mean, the prime example is, we just talked about it a while ago, when John Cena tore his pec or whatever it was, and he was going to be out, and the word was he was going to be out until after WrestleMania. And so when he made his big return at the Royal Rumble, everybody went nuts. So sometimes they feed, I know this is hard to believe, sometimes they feed false information.
Well, Rusev, people weren't sure when he was going to come back. Cena this time, you know, they're putting it in play, but, you know, people weren't sure about Rusev. There was another one not all that long ago, too, and I can't remember who it was, where, again, it's not like they were being vague on purpose and they were wishy-washy about it, and somebody came back a little bit quicker, and I can't remember who it is. It just doesn't seem to be that the Vintner is coming back any quicker than expected.
I actually thought that they may announce that Daniel Bryan was coming back when he made the surprise appearance last night, but they
didn't.
Well,
there's another one, actually, that is very interesting if you think about it. You know, he doesn't get physically involved, but he rolls Miz into the ring last night. And
dude, they didn't even let him do the crossface.
Well, but there's the thing of, you know, exactly what shape is he in? And he's going to be the biggest question mark out there because, again, it's like why anything works is because you believe. If you said Daniel Bryan's never going to wrestle again, I'd believe it. Daniel Bryan says he's going to wrestle again. I'd believe it if I saw him again. You know, I don't know what to believe as we're waiting on him to come back, but that's what makes, you know, if he does come back and he does have the capabilities to do so, that's what's going to make that even more special.
Sammy in New Jersey, you are on the Sports Byline. What's going on?
Not too much. How are you doing?
Very well. What's up?
I was watching Raw last night and it gave me two thoughts watching the segments about just women's wrestling in the WWE as a whole. The current way they're booking it feels to me like what Sunday Night Heat turned into when it became a certified beast show. You have a bunch of nobodies kind of just wrestling each other back and forth, and the difference here is that they can actually work, but the storylines just don't exist. They're just there. And the second thought was that in the last 5, 10, and 15 years of their company, the most popular divas were AJ, Trish Stratus, and Sable. And I thought that I had on that is the reason that they were so much more over is they were integrated into main storylines, where nowadays, with the exception of Lana, everyone is segregated to their own thing, and they don't get a chance to show their shine in a much bigger part of the show. And that's it.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, there's a lot of issues with what's going on with this. I mean, I'm going to give them credit. They're trying. They're trying with this women's revolution here. But it reminds me a little bit of when TNA decided that they were going to go to Mondays and go head-to-head with Raw. And it was like, okay, I guess in theory, if you want to fool yourselves, this is a good idea. But if you look historically at the wrestling landscape in 1996 and WWF and WCW and their positions before the Monday Night War occurred, there's nothing. They have nothing in common with TNA in 2010. It's very much like this NXT Divas revolution that we're seeing on Raw. Yes, it all works great in NXT, but NXT is a different place. It's got a different fan base. It has got an educated fan base to the product. The women on that show, the women in NXT aren't just having long matches. That's not the key. The key is the women are treated with equal importance to the men. If a woman's feud is hot, it will main event an NXT television show. Guaranteed that at some point there's going to be a women's match that guarantees it, that headlines a takeover show. You're not going to see anytime soon a women's match headlining Raw. Like, the beginning of Raw is a video package for a women's match, and they build to the main event segment where all of the attention is on the women. They're not going to do that. And so right there, you've got a massive difference between NXT and WWE. And again, they're trying, but this is not going to be easy, and it may not work at all.
Yeah, and NXT was a bigger fish. With everything you said, bigger fish in a smaller pond. It's why Adam Rose, you know, people knew him as Leo Kruger. He comes out as Adam Rose and kills it
Emma.
That first night. And people love it. And the fans get behind it. Maybe we have something here. But you didn't. And unfortunately, there were bigger fish in smaller ponds. And really, when it comes to the women, it's more along the lines of what you said. But when you include everything into the mix, yeah, it's not going to happen that way.
I mean, you can look at it superficially and go, okay, what do people like about the women in NXT? And superficially, the answer is they have better matches than the girls on Raw. But that's a superficial look at what makes the women in NXT work as compared to on Raw. And so you can't just transplant the same women from NXT to Raw and have them go out cold on Raw and just work long matches. I mean, they train differently in NXT. They practice their matches differently in NXT. Everything is different in NXT. And you got to capture what worked and bring it up to the main roster, and they have not done that. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, and before we go, I got a news note that I wanted to mention here today. CJ Parker, since we were talking about NXT, he has announced on his Twitter that he's retiring. Aww. Sorry to say, he says, but Moonchild is hanging the boots up. Thanks for everything, everyone. And he's got a final match on Us Versus Them Wrestling in Enfield, Connecticut against Ethan Carter III. That will be his final match. And it's kind of sad because there are a lot of people that thought that this guy is really, really talented. He's a very, very talented guy. He's a very talented worker. He can really be somebody in this business. And the problem was he got sent to NXT, and he got a god-awful gimmick, and nobody took it seriously, and that was pretty much the beginning of the end right there. And now he's apparently done with the business, and kind of sad, actually, that somebody that everybody raved about is out of here because it didn't work out in NXT.
Yeah, I to be honest with you, I actually thought he'd have a, and I'm not saying, you know, be as entertaining as Santino, but I thought he actually had something that he could have as a gimmick and get heat with for a long time. But, you know, it surprised me, I guess, you know, what was the last thing he did with Kevin Owens, I guess, was on Kevin Owens' first night in, busting him up in the nose. And I guess it wasn't long after that that he was gone. And he was on the way out anyway, I guess. But, yeah, too bad.
All right, everybody, we're going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow here live every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And tonight, for subscribers, the Brian and Vinny and Craig Show, a trip to Raw that I will never forget for a lot of reasons. It's coming up tonight. Back tomorrow with more. Thanks, everybody, at Byline, Mike, as always, and, of course, you, the listeners. Talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.